They're spending some time finding
facts. Is there a movie show?
You don't have all
those. No, I'll wing it.
Yeah. Add something? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm offering him.
So, Perek Yud-Gimel. Malcolm Aleph, Yud-Gimel. So, this is how we're at now. I mean, we jumped a little bit, but we're at the part where Yeravam becomes the case. Yeravam's a bad guy. He's very bad. But he's the king. After Shlomo, the kingdom split. Remember the thing, because of Shlomo's chet. Oh, you weren't here last week. Basically, Shlomo had a chet. You know, his heart turned after the Avodah Zarah or something like that. He didn't prevent his wives from doing Avodah Zarah. And because of that, Hashem said that that you're going to basically be punished, that your kingdom's going to be split. You're basically going to lose the kingdom, except for one Shevet is going to stick with you, and it's going to be bad. You know, but not in your life, after you die. So when he died, his son Rechavam became king. And then there was a split off. And Yeravam split with Yeravam and Rechavam sound like. But Yeravam was the king over the other Shvatim. And Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, was the king over Shevet Yehuda. Basically, they were both bad. I mean, from there, it was the bad. Downhill, like for a lot of generations, you know. Bad. You know? So Yeravam was like the guy who started. He's like a model of Rishos. He's like, he started the downturn. He basically did is that.
Yeravam.
He didn't want, what happened is he didn't want the, he knew there was like these two power, there was a power play between these two kings. Now the problem was that the Mishkan was where Yehuda was. So he knew people would come for the Shol Shagalim and they'd come to the Mishkan and then they'd go to the side. He thought the people would be turned after Shevet Yehuda and after their king. So Yeravam did is he set up other Mishkans outside of new fake Mishkans, and they had calves, golden calves, like that. You know? So that's where we're at. He's basically standing, this is a plus thing. Ishel Kimba Yehuda Bidvar Hashem Beisel Yeravam Omed Al Mizbeach Lachtir. So Navi came, Navi, and his name is Ido. You know, so they say, as the Rashi says, his name is Ido. So Ido the Navi came with the Dvar Hashem to Beisel. Beisel was the town where they had this thing. And Yeravam was standing on the Mizbeach. Okay, doing, he set up false Neviah, false Kohanim. He was basically, I don't think he was a Kohanim. He stood on the Mizbeach doing Ketoros. Okay? And here the Navi comes. This is the fake Mishkan. No, this is a fake Mishkan. In Beisel. It's a fake Mishkan. He's not the real deal. He's the king. He's just the king of the Shevet of all the other Shvatim. And he's doing sacrifices of all the rest of the Shvatim. And in Beisel, away from, I think the other one was in Shiloh, or I'm not sure, but he was doing the serving on the Mizbeach, the Navi from Hashem, true Navi comes to him. Vayikra al Mizbeach Dvar Hashem, and he calls the Mizbeach. Vayomer, Mizbeach, Mizbeach. Kol Amar Hashem. Okay, this so says Hashem. Hine bein nolad lebeis David, Yoshio Shemo. So, there'll be a son who will be born to the Beis David, his name will be Yoshio. Vizabach aleas kone abamos and akir malacha, and he'll slaughter on it. Banyu Mizbeach, the Kohanim of the Bamos that are bringing on it. The Asmos Adam Yisrael Lecha. And they'll burn the bones, the human bones will be burned. Now, son by Yom Mofes Lamar, and he gave a sign to prove it on this day. Zeh Mofes Asher Dibur Hashem. This is the Mofes. This is the sign. Hinei Mizbeach Nikra, Mizbeach will split in half. The Nishbach HaDeshen Hashalav. And the Deshen, like the ashes that are on it, will be spilled. Yishmo HaMelech is Dvar Yisrael again, when the king heard this, Asher Kara El HaMizbeach BeBeisel, the Dvar Hashem that he called about this Mizbeach and Beisel, Vayishlach Yeravam Ez Yodom El HaMizbeach Leymar Tifzu. So he stuck out his hand from the Mizbeach, he says, grab him! Vativash Yado, Asher Shalach Alav, and his hand, like stiffened, became hard. Lo Yachol HaShiva Alav, and he couldn't pull his arm back. Okay, so his arm was like reaching out, stuff out, what?
What happened?
Yeah, Karl, he sent out his hand.
Why?
He basically gave an order. Look at it. He goes, grab him!
You grab
the Navi. Oh, basically, right. He's saying, grab the Navi. He's pointing to the people. Go grab him. And as he's giving this order, his hand gets this, stiff. Stiff, like hard.
Petrified.
Yeah. What?
Petrified.
I don't know if he's petrified. It sounds
like
his
arm is like stiff.
Okay, right. So, and he couldn't bring it back. That Mizbeach Nikra. And Mizbeach cracked. Exactly as the prediction. Please entreat God and daven for me. It's such a yodi Eli. Let me get my arm back. Right. Interesting story, right? Let's get the story. I just want to go through the second, get the story, and then the last one, you know, we'll try it out. Daber melech elish elokim. So the king spoke to this Navi. Bo iti habaisa. You saw that? Come with me to my house and let's eat. Bet nolcha matos. I'll give you a gift. My arm. Ayomar shalokim al melech. And titin li eschazi beisecha lo avimach. Even if you give me half your house, I'm not coming with you. Lo ochal lechem lo eshtamayim b'makom hazeh. I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to drink in this place, in this town. Kichein si ba'osi b'dvar Hashem lemor, because this is what I was commanded to me. Lo sochal lechem lo tishtamayim lo sashu b'derach ha'shalach. Don't eat meat, don't eat bread, don't drink water, don't even go on the road which you came. Apparently there was like this big road that went to Beis Hel. He says you have to go back on some side road, back on this road. I don't know why that's significant, but that's what he told. So, v'ayelech b'derech acher. So you went on a different road. V'lo shav v'derech asher ba el Beis Hel. Not go back on that road. Okay, I think someone said that. There was like the main, like it was like Beis Hel Highway. So he wasn't like
part of the
Tzivoy. Don't eat there, don't drink there, don't go on Beis Hel Highway. Go on some other
road. What he was...
Yes. Right, that was part of, there was a secondary part of the kid. Okay. Navi Echad Zakin Yosheva Beis Hel. So he was going, right? So this is Navi that was leaving. Another Navi, the old Navi was sitting. He's living in the Beis Hel. And he was a fake Navi. Okay, we'll see Shaker. The Yavo Beno, and his son came by Yisaper Lo Eskal HaMaisi HaShasa. He told him the whole story. I said, HaMaisi HaShasa Elo Shelo Kim Hayom Beis Hel. He said, Dvar HaMashed Dibre Al HaMela. The whole story. You know, the whole thing happened, and he told the king. By Yisaper Lo Aviyam, and he told his father. By Yidaver Alem Aviyam. So the father, this fake Navi, false Navi, said to his kids, Ezer Adar HaChalach, where did he go? Which road did he go on? By Yiru Vanames Adar HaShahalach Ish Elo Kim Asher Bam Yehuda. Showed him the road that this Navi from Yehuda came. Yomer el banav, chiv shuli achamor. Get me a saddle on my donkey. Vayach b'shul achamor vayarkav alav. Saddled up his donkey and he rode on it. Vayilach achra yesh alokim vayinsayu yoshev tachas ayilach. Found him under the on tree. Hello? Yehuda, you there? Yeah. Alright, so he said, so this false Navi chased down the Edo, the true Navi. Yomei Elav. Okay. Ha'ata Ishael Elokim, Asher Basim Yehuda. Are you the Navi? Yomei Ani, I am. Yomei Elav. Lechit Yabaisa, Vechal Lechem. Come with me home, let me eat some bread. Yomei Elav. Chalashav Itach, Lavu Itach. I can't. I can't eat, I can't drink in this place. Because I have the nevuah that I can't eat, I can't drink, I can't go on the road. And this false Navi said to him, I'm also a Navi like you. And the Malach told me, in the name of Hashem, Hashivu Itach, Itcha El Besacha, bring him back to your house. Yochalachem, Vayeshnayim. Bring him back to your house and eat bread and drink water. Kicheshla, he lied to him. But no, the Pasuk tells us he lied to him. He lied to him. He was a fey. He Navi Shekhar, yeah, that's what the Radak. Navi, okay, we'll see. Vayashav Ito, and he returned with him, Vayochalachem, Vayesha, Vayeshnayim. But the true Navi believed him. He believed him, it was a chayt, he believed him, he went back to his house, and he ate and he drank. Ihem Yoshim El Shulchan, Yudas, Chaf.
Okay.
Ihem Yoshim El Shulchan, and so they're sitting at the table. Ihem Dvar Hashem El Hanavi Asher Shiva. Now the Dvar Hashem, so that I think it means to the false Navi. Ikor El Shulchan Shabam Yehuda Lemar, and he called, I guess, via that false Navi to the true Navi, Komar Hashem, so says Hashem. Yan kimarisa pi Hashem, because you rebelled against the word of Hashem, below Shamartha is a mitzvah, Shetasha batochalach, amatesh mayim, makamashir diber lecha, al tochalach, amatesh mayim, and you ate and drank in the place where God said, don't. Savo nivlascha el kevra vasecha. Your corpse will not return to your
fathers.
Perfect, yeah? You won't be there, yeah, I'll see what happens. Vahi achra yachol lachem, achra yish soso, And sure enough, after that, Vayachwash la chamor la navi asher shiva. So he held up his donkey. Not only continued. I think it means after they were done. Yeah, it's a good question. Did they?
What's the relevance of that?
Right. I mean, it sounds like they're finishing up the meal.
It sounds to me that's why.
Yeah. Vayelach l'hem seyo ayri said, went and a lion found him on the road and killed him. He nevlasim l'shlachas badarach. Bela's corpse sitting there on the side of the road. Ar omed atzlan. And Aryeh omed etzel on Bela. And the lion was standing there also. And it went up, the corpse. All just like frozen there. And Aryeh's nature, what?
Lion killed him?
Lion killed him, but did not eat him up afterwards. Did not eat, corpse did not kill the...
typical lion.
Yeah, no, right, exactly. A typical lion. And Nashim over him. And passing by the Yeruas and Nevela Mishachas Badarach. And they saw the Nevela thrown on the road. That's Aryeh, he omed etzel on Nevela. And the lion standing next to the Nevela. Oh, Vaydavru Vayir. And they went and they talked about it in this town of the old fake Navi. Ishma Navi Asher Shiva Menaderach. Yomar Eshelukimu, he's a Navi, Hashem Oros Pi Hashem, that rebelled against the Bar Hashem, by Nei Hashem La'aryeh. And Hashem gave him over to the lion, by Shpirayu Vayimisayu, Kedvar Hashem, Ashadibelo, and they broke him and killed him, just like the Bar Hashem.
He's almost like a
Navi. Not that.
No, invited him.
Now he's a Navi. Yeah, well, you'll see what happens then, he says, right? Like Davir Alban of Lamar, Chivshul is a Chamar. Get me back my donkey again. Why Yachashu did that?
I mean, that just said that he was just totally.
But Doc says he was a false Navi, but he did get a Nevuah. It seems like that God did speak to him.
Example.
It's not also you can look in the Farshim, but Doc says he's Navi Shaka. There are a lot of Navi Shaka that
false.
I think it means he's a total. I think so. Not sure, but I think so. But we have to. We can look. I just want to get the basic storyline here.
Actually,
yeah. The positive just says he lied then. So it's not clear that he's Navi Shaka. So he went on his donkey and he found this guy. Or Aryeh owned him his own Vela and he saw the donkey and the lion standing there next to the Vela. The Ochel Aryeh is on the Vela, the Shavar is a Hamar. The lion didn't eat the Nevela, but the donkey. So Navi is Nivasa Shalokim and he picked up, this false Navi picked up the corpse by Nichu al Hamar. And he brought him by Yeshivaya when he carried him. Elvo El Yar Navi Hazakin Lispod, look back to his own city to rejoice him and to bury him. Anaches Nevasa V'Kibro V'Espedula Oy Achi Oy, my brother buried him in, not in his own. Remember, this is what the Nevoah was, that you won't be buried in the city with your father. So now it's true, he got buried in the bed of the city. Yachrei Kavro, so after he buried him, Yomer Albanav Leimar Usi, when I die, Ukvartim Usi Tilat Mosav, my bones next to his. Oya Ya Davar Asher Kara B'Dvar Hashem Al Mizbeach Asher V'Esel, because it's gonna happen. This thing which he called out, that this will happen. All these Bamos Hashem and Shammah. Wanted to basically publicize that then, right, the Dvar Hashem is true, and what he said, he didn't want it to fall on deaf ears. He wanted it to be known that that news is true.
He was worried about the
But, I don't know, I guess he was trying to be machshiv, that original Navi, the false Navi, the true, the Ido, the real Nevuah, by. I guess he was a big guy or something, so by burying him with this with Ido, so I guess he's going to make a memory to Ido, people are going to know about it. Because this wasn't for generations later. Yoshio, I'm going through Malachim, I still haven't gotten to Yoshio, and I'm in a few, there's a few kings in the row, this is a future thing. This is a Nevuah for, years later. It's a long way, so he wants to make a memory to this Nevuah was sent, to know about it. But after this thing, Yeravim did not do tshuva from his. That apparently was the plan, right, for this Navi to stop him. Yashav ayas miktsos on kohanim abamos, and he made part of the people kohanim on these bamos. Chafetz yimaleis yada. Whoever wanted, he would, he didn't initiate himself. But he kohanim abamos, he could be whatever wants. He could basically free for all. Anyone wants to be a kohen on. He would do as a lechatas beit Yeravam, sin for the house of Yeravam. Cut it off and destroy it from the face of the earth. It was bad. This was a bad thing for and the parak. Okay. This was a further sin for the beit Yeravam to get it to cut off Yeravam from the. I guess maybe seal their fate. If they would have done tshuva in this time through this.
It sounds like it's saying that.
Right. But I think on a plain shot it makes sense, because now God's sending him a Navi. Personalized Navi, real Navi, to give him a message.
That's what you do, man.
Right, but
why
he didn't.
Why put it in a positive?
Oh, well, this basically was the final thing. After he had a Navi and he didn't do the tshuva, and on the contrary, he basically stayed in his ways, that was the thing, that was it. Because it's a matter of...
He's not going to send him any more help.
You're right. He gave him his last, you know...
Point of no return.
Yeah. It could be even if he did Jew after this point. Maybe it was just too late. I mean, we have to analyze the thing. But, you know, it could be there comes a point where in terms of the Ra is such that God's not going to, even if personally does Jew, but not necessarily going to. Okay, so let's see. So what do we have? That this is what's going to happen is in the future there will be a king, David, named Yoshio, and he's going to slaughter the Kohanim of the Bamos.
What?
Which is his faith.
His faith is bad.
Yeah, his faith is bad, exactly. Almost, all these things, right, exactly. But basically, this movement is going to stop. You think you guys are on some path of, this is the future of Kali Yisrael, this is not. This is going to be, God's going to take justice. Eventually, God's going to take justice, and you guys are all going now.
It's always weird how this just destroyed away. Go on, and then...
Yeah, right. That's true.
They're not going to, like, the same story every time.
But sometimes they do tshuva, though. You know? Sometimes they go back and forth and doing tshuva. God's merachim. Yeah, it means that then, and that's it. Derech HaPayim. He gives man an opportunity to do tshuva. And he sends him an avi to be mafzer and a tshuva. You know, and we know the end, that they didn't do tshuva, but that doesn't mean, therefore, what, you know? But it's true, I mean, God's rachmanis is more than, you know, more than you'd imagine. But then his... The why here, this is a radak. Why couldn't he eat there? So, Yechin Tzivosi HaMalach Shadivarei Mivadvar Hashem B'lam Menei HaMelechol. Why did he stop him from eating and drinking? Shatzer Likonis Yerovoz Galilim. Right, you can't come into the city altogether. It's a Yerovoz Zara. And Lo Lahasros B'ayim U'lamanam. Or if not, for the purpose of warning them and to preventing them. U'ladavar Lehem B'Shem Hashem. Or speaking to them, Hashem Hashem, Lefishi Yaru Ha'am, because the nation saw, Kilo Nichmas Hashem, El Asapar Nevoso Bavad. So they saw that he only entered for the purpose of telling the Nevoa. Uhu Melech Olis Hashem. So that's why basically he prevented him from eating and drinking there. He only came for the purpose of telling the Nevoa, that's it. Fishi Lo Yizkar Derech HaYarahu, so that people wouldn't remember the Derech of that city. Lo Yoshev Sham, Naomi Lashav Derech Hashem Baba. So that people wouldn't remember the road, and they wouldn't return there. Therefore, he said you have to go on a different road. So when he was going there in the Fem, that's okay. Just to make it like, oh, now he's just traveling. He's done with Russia. Now he's just traveling. So he traveled to travel on.
So that his traveling there in the first place was only
for right, that. Only for that.
Means the first road that goes there, you have to swim with his route.
Yes.
Reflect. And he has to this halicha. And so then he's, hey, that's to some extent, he's there to be comfortable.
He's going there.
It's the easy way, the straight way, if he takes a difficult.
Why if he goes on home on the comfortable route? Still, the reason why he went is because of this thing. No, you don't just go on the road.
Somebody would reflect and say, why didn't he go on the route? This is the route. Why didn't he come back that way?
Meaning that for other people? It sounds like he's saying for other people. That the road of this city wouldn't be remembered or mentioned. Well, Yashuv Sham. And people wouldn't be able to return there. Man Ehu may Lashuv Adarecha Shababa. That prevented him from going back on that road. Him. Okay.
Should I make this like
again?
Like he has to get there and he has to.
Because. Yeah, the Mitzvah says, "Lo shasum kum chavederach hazeh, asher halach lahena ki ilu lo yachvots ladas mevoa yir lashuv alavava." He doesn't want to know like the way it's this. Oh, it's like it's not. It's like a distancing himself from the city and from that. I mean, it shouldn't be like a road you frequent and comfortable on. It's, your route there should be like a painful.
Kind of like what I was saying on the track. Possible that back then, I mean, I'm going to hate to do that. That like, you know, it relates to roads as being back then, like the roads to
us. Yeah, right.
Possible that the fact that he denies the road, so that not through association, because the road is so closely associated with the air.
Right.
As if we do, about roads, so then you're gonna the good of the road is very tied to the
road to such and such, and we say hi.
You're still saying Yivei Torah is for him.
Yeah.
You're saying it for other people. But for him, look, once he went there, he knows the road. He went on it, and he got there on it.
You go once the time.
Oh, but they see those very good directions.
Once you're going there and back on the same route.
Why was he going on that road? Why is it okay for him to go? One time's okay. Two times, that's
no, because...
Oh, but he's going on the road.
Oh.
Road.
No, I mean, the fact that...
But he could have gone on the back road.
Yeah.
Not to return. Yeah, well, Tzibui wasn't take the main road. Right, so why is he choosing?
Why doesn't it look like he's going there? If he's going, I would say, like, it's more of an expression, according to him, even going there.
Right. How about you?
I didn't make any road. I know the route to Bisa. I've traveled the route to Bisa. It's a road. It's not like ingraining a route.
I mean, it's like it almost becomes like a through. Maybe that's the point. It becomes like a through thing as opposed to a destination. You know, like you pass through a town, but the idea is like that road means that's your destination. So if you go on that road and then you go back on the other road, it means you've rendered that your destination. The other way, it's like he's passing through.
That's not what I'm saying, but that's good.
Along with my idea, I think you have a perfect explanation. Association road in the year, right? Went on a different road there, and went back on a different road. That he's on it, they're not going to see his halichak and be like, oh, he didn't adopt it, take the road that he
went. Right.
And think about it. In other words, if he'd been on a different road and left on a different road, they would be triggered the thought process for the people. Not that he didn't know the road, he did know the road.
I know what you mean. I think there was a doc. Let me read the doc, see if he addresses it. He says, I hear what you're saying, Dave. There's a fish. What I'm saying? But passing through.
Passing through.
Doc? Oh, I didn't read it. I read it before. Yeah, I read it before. What happened to Dave? There's, Shiyaru Ha'am. I'm sorry. Explain the whole thing. Like, why can't he eat there and drink there also? Says, V'lama v'neum v'lecho v'lishtos v'lecho v'lecho the fish usher li kanis li yarvo is kalilim. Im lo lahasros bahem u lamanam. Unless you're going to warn them and to stop them, o ladaro lahem Hashem Hashem. Speak to Hashem Hashem. She yaru ha'am, because the nation saw, ki lo nichnas sham el lesaper nevoah sa bovah. Just to tell the nevoah. Ehu melecho sham ulishto sham. Fisha lo yizachar derach ayar ahi, lo yashuv sham. And so then people wouldn't remember its name, and they wouldn't return there. Menehu melashuv adarach ha'shabah. Pick up as he's saying why it's okay for him to go on the road. The nature of his going there was to say how bad this Sulsa thing is, and all right, it's telling them the Dvar Hashem, and he's giving them trying to bend to Tshuva. So that is like you can't give like a chashivas to the city. He is, why can't you eat there and drink? Not a place for comfort. To not like they want you to eat there. Come on, hang out here. This is like it kind of mach of the thing in people's eyes. So you have to basically make it like you're here for a mission. Going in the city. So in that regard, when he comes on that road, on the road to Beis El, the whole coming is colored as a coming for destruction and a coming for... That's not mach of the city. And that's why it's like, why is he allowed to be there in the first place? Because he's not... going there and telling them you guys are dead isn't mach of the city. Contrary, it's a mission. It's a doomsday mission to the city. He's going in there telling them off. So that coming isn't saying it's a good city. It's like the problem of like going there and hanging out is saying it's a good city, saying it's a kind of city to be. But by the nature of his going there is Bitoras warning them and telling them off. But now once he's done that mission, now he's leaving. So now he doesn't have to do it, his mission's over. So now he's gonna go there, now he's gonna be Machshev the road of Basel by going on a Basel road. It's not associated anymore now with his mission. His mission's over, now he's just using it because it's convenient. Oh, so you just want to use this road. So that's like, it's like he's getting hanah from the road of Ozara. But the way there, it has the opposite. It doesn't machshev it, on the contrary. It has the negative attack on Beis El. It's interesting. You could say that, but they say...
Yeah, how would they know?
I don't know how it not...
How would they know? I'm sorry.
No, it says like this. It says, I'm not sure.
People see him walk in.
Yeah, it could be. Well, what do you think about Doc means? Lefisha Yaru Ha'am, the people saw, Ki lo nichnas sham el lesaper nevoah sa bovah. So I guess, it could be in retrospect, Probably in retrospect. Probably. I would think.
It has to be in retrospect.
Seems so.
Because if it's prior to that, what knowledge you have to know that he's... He has to be in retrospect.
It's true. Right. But it could be it works, though, retrospect. It works. And it was right then, they see him walking on there, and they say, oh, likes us.
Right.
But then he goes there, and the only thing he does is he tells them off. And he won't eat there, he won't drink there, he won't even go back there.
It has to be retrospect.
True. It could be, but it's good that way, you know? It's like you shock the people. It's like you sucker them in, you know?
I know, but I'm saying, once you say it wasn't in the nature of us, I'll leave and
that's
eat.
That's true, but still.
Right. So then it could have been they might have thought that he was good at that point.
Right, then, okay, that's
but
true.
And then they
realized that. Yeah, then they realized that, right.
So isn't it for the other
guys, yeah, for the people
Not the people in Basin.
It's both. I think it's for everybody, because they're still trying to get them to do tshuva. I mean, that's part of the thing also. Oh, that's true. But I think it's also for the people. It's like, for the people there. What? That's true. But I think it's also for everybody. I mean, it could be that's what he's saying. That's part of what he's saying, so that people won't go back there. But I think it's also for the other, for the people of Basel to know. Like, for instance, you see the guy who lived in Basel, the false Navi. He wanted him to eat there. So they want to know their town is a good town, and they want It's a message to everybody who lives there that this is a place of desolation and destruction. Real Nobody doesn't want to be there. So it's a message to them as well. Now, if he sits and eats there, then everyone there feels like it's okay.
The road thing.
And with the road thing also, the road I'm saying is part of giving chashivas to the city. Using the city means eating there, drinking there, using their roads. That's all part of using their infrastructure and their economy and their whatever. It's all giving chashivas to the city. You can't do that for everybody.
Not the road doctor. Happen and buy and eat and drink.
Right.
That does a pretty good job of letting them know they really care for you.
Right.
Then when it comes to area, it goes this far.
Right.
So spread approach.
Right. That's true. Well, so much so. I mean, I think so much
we're
so.
We're struggling with the death part.
Right. So much so. You see, that's why he ended up getting killed, because he ate there afterwards. Apparently, even though he gave his message. But I mean, that's maybe what you think about now. Why was this so bad? Right? Because apparently he gave his message.
Yep.
So that should be it. Now he eats there.
Right.
And now he's chayav misa.
Right.
I mean, he did his thing.
Right.
Now, he already gave his message. Everyone knows Basel's things.
Right.
Terrible place. Now what's so bad about it if he eats there? Walks on the darach.
I mean, you wouldn't think that.
Right.
Sure. Okay, I can theorize that with MS.
But the road. It's interesting that he fell for it also, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
He fell for it. I mean, he had the reservoir. Got told not to do it.
Very vigilant.
I know. Well, that's what I
thought. The guy said. No, I mean...
I know, but there would be a shaker all over the place.
Something wrong.
No, but did he think he was a Navi with or not?
He did, but he... Let me see the Radak says.
I think that's important.
Navi Sheker, he says, banana
shmada. He said he was a Navi.
Well, you can't judge him for falling for that.
No,
we can't judge him for that.
Well, the only thing is if a guy says he's a nubby, he's supposed to listen to him?
No, but maybe his personality... No, hold on a second, let's...
He was kind of innocent because...
No, he made a mistake.
He was totally innocent.
No, right. He was obviously a high-level person.
Good point.
It was kind of
innocent. You got apparently did something wrong.
Let's read the Radak says. We can't, but let's see the Radak says. I hard to believe that. The Nanash Bezeki, Ha Yilo Lachkar, Velishol Allah, Vim Navi He's violating his own nevuah. His own nevuah told him basically he has a tzibur from Hashem not to eat. Now before he goes against his nevuah, he has to make sure. Like if there's such a thing as another nevuah which could contradict it, but he has to basically know for sure that there's another nevuah. The figa chaysim yisaser deshmayim shenemar ashal lo yishma derehen avi yeshay davi b'shmei ono chiyadu shmeimo. So if you don't listen to a Navi's tzivoy, you're killed. God punishes you. Kol shekeinim hu atzmo lo yishma el divrei atzmo o shedivrei Hashem Hashem. So he's not listening to his own nevuah. God told him not to go eat on this thing. And basically he violated the tzivoy because someone told him that he's a Navi. But before he does that, he has to make sure that the guy's an Avi.
So clearly from the Radak.
He's a chayit. I don't know. I mean,
I'm just saying, though.
He believes him. He was a chodai, and he believes him.
We know this is close to the facts. I mean, you said that have a Navi Arsham telling you specific.
Right.
It means that he's not. He's putting that other possibility.
Right. But there's
but
that
that's not because it because not he must have I'm just that was where his error lied.
Right.
It's not that he thought that he wasn't.
Right. But then look, we could just say he made an intellectual error and we don't get any insight into his faith.
No, of course.
Faith. Faith isn't just that he misjudged him.
No. No, of course.
But obviously, the way he rationalized
it, could be that without him, it could be no far off of what his error was. He's tied to the fact. Tied to the fact. Impression that he was with the.
Okay.
Yeah. Tied to that. Right. That could be where his error lies. I'm saying it's significant to say that he was Avi. If you say that he didn't, so perhaps you're thinking that he. And when he gets to Varshakar, I mean, that's makes a good point. I'm saying that to go ahead, there's two possibilities. I'm sorry for bringing so many possibilities. Either Edo would thought, I mean, Shekhar, or a bona fide no. Not really possibilities. With this man, his reality. This guy is either claims he's a Navi, Edo has to analyze it at that point.
Right.
At that point, he has to come and us maintain. Don't maintain that. Perhaps we'll be missing what the fate was that he went to.
So that's my question, is what's, can we understand that? Yeah, sort of. I think we have to think about his slate. I mean, I don't think his slate was... Look, there's, for instance, every guy, everyone follows Shabtai Tzvi, and everyone believes it's a real Navi, but sometimes there's such a thing as a guy who's looking for a prophet. I don't know if that's his... I mean, it could be that's his slate here, he was looking for a Navi, or it could be his slate with something else. But yeah, I mean, he believed that obviously he believed he was a Navi. But the Torah has a formula for testing, to finding out if a guy's a Navi. And obviously he was lax in that formula. That's what Doc's saying, is that he should have done. He should have been Shaul and Chol Gavadoresh, whether he was.
Right.
He wasn't.
Right, that's my point.
Right, he let himself be convinced. Apparently he wanted to be convinced.
You know, there were not to get a Havamina that he just.
Right, but he let himself be convinced. So apparently there was something here.
He let himself be convinced that might put this in the
right
point.
Yeah, right. He said, no, I can't.
That's right, it's true.
Yeah. Who was the king just that? Whether or not the Kalim was it, that wasn't his fate or what killed him.
Right.
There's just a certain formula, so like, if you don't listen to it, agree, you're right. Fine. That's what it was.
Right, I'm just asking if we could make out. It seems like a very... Like, yeah, that Tzivoy there, it's like, God, why should he bother that Tzivoy? I mean, everyone knows he's a Navi. He knows you don't just believe in Navis. Must have been there's some strong thing that God, it sounds like a partial thing. Yeah, let's see, boy, don't eat. Just told the king, I can't eat and drink there. All of a sudden, a guy comes, hey, I'm a Navi. Now, look, presumably the guy was a good faker and whatever, but still, I mean, there's a way to check out Naviim. It must be there's some strong emotion here or something, which is getting him to eat.
Right.
Where do you go wrong?
Yeah, where do you go wrong? It just seems to be like a childish mistake. You read the thing, he says, oh, come on, don't fall for that one.
Right. No. Until
yeah, right. It sounds like he's a great guy. Exactly. Right. Right. So there are two aspects. So one question is, what's his height? And the other aspect is, what's the big deal? What's the big deal if he eats? Why is that as Dave's other question? What's the big deal? If he goes on the road, the whole thing.
The road,
it's like, road more specifically. But it's all the same theory.
You would have thought that
undermines.
Oh, is that his
Nebuah? Well, yeah, right. What's the idea on that Tzivoy?
Right.
And also, I guess, thirdly, given that there was a chet, why is the what's the idea of the onesh of having him frozen there with the lion and that whole thing, you know?
Yeah, that was.
How does that?
You have an answer to that.
it was interesting. Not only that the lion came, picked him up, knocked him in the road.
I know the whole thing, right? Told him you're not gonna make it home or whatever. You're not gonna get buried with your father.
Yeah,
swipe.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
Well, packing there?
Bear went away.
Oh.
Bear was right behind him.
Not like
he knew
right
not to run.
He knew like a foot or two behind
that's,
him.
You know,
a
cause
foot
they have
or
a,
two?
They have
so
a reaction.
Right
all of Brandon died.
They have a reaction.
They say not.
Once you start
I thought
running.
They say make noise and then loud.
No,
if you
run
if
you
run.
If you
run.
Wow.
Have a hobby in
the
yeah,
they said they didn't play
the
because they heard bears.
Are
they fast? Wow. Yeah, they're fast. Faster than you.
Certain animals that if you don't run, they can't affect you. You are running.
Really?
The whole instinct is that.
So are there other animals who learn that in evolution?
No, I'm saying we can study.
No, but are there other animals who are there who they don't attack because they spray on that?
Just
you know what I mean?
For Mada that you bear has a hard time. Like a black bear.
Yeah. Bears are different.
Oh, they're different. No, they're all different. Like if you're standing still in front of a grizzly, and it's hard to do that. You know, it's I find odious to.
Still out of the city of Ozark.
Yeah.
We see the little person. I know, but still. You see?
Well, it's a Tzivoy. You have to have a Tzivoy.
I'm saying that's a general principle.
Yeah,
you don't simply say, emotions.
Do we doubt
I'm saying that. Yeah, there's no question that the murder from the Tzivoy, that their murder is exactly
the same. I'm saying that. It's definitely not out of our realm.
It's not out of our realm.
It's a little like, guys.
I'm not saying it's odious, meaning that because it's all, you know. That's simple.
It's true. But I think there are two different things. Let's separate that part out. Now, obviously, his particular question. Harder question, and I don't think it's essential to understand that. That's a matter of why did he do it. No, he does. No, but the question is, I don't think he got killed. I would say he's not got killed because of his own personal thing. It's because insofar as his mission. You think insofar as his mission, he's endangering the mission by doing this. What?
Because that's a terrible thing.
That's a good question. That's a good question. And this question how, but he didn't, you see, he didn't just get killed. He got killed in a way which was giving a message somehow. Seems to be like that's part of getting killed is part of rescuing the mission.
It's like a,
he's endangering
like
the mission.
It's like, it's like a lifeline for the mission.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's like he's endangering the mission by eating there, but by killing him in this manner, it shows everybody, don't worry about it. This guy ate there, but he got his due, everybody sees it.
He's truly a shliach of the mission.
Yeah, right.
He's truly a shliach of the mission.
That's right. He still realized the mission.
He still realized the mission.
At least his body did.
Right. He's still a
shliach. Right. So what's the thing?
He's not himself.
What's so bad about him eating there? What's so bad about him eating there? I mean, it's true, Matt. You're saying, look, it's a general principle. You can't eat in the Yerba Zara. That's what I'm saying. So what's the thing? Why is he giving an avoyer? Right. It's like there's some special significance here.
By the way, let me remind you.
Yeah, by the way, remind you a different halacha, right. Although it might be true, but it must be that that's part of the, part of what's going on here.
And you're eating with.
Bad.
So this guy is a shliach Hashem, that whatever they're doing, fine in the eyes of God. Like right. He got God's shliach, and he's eating with me with you guys. That, then it's just mission.
The whole thing is basically saying, this city is big with them. He's showing to people they're worth something, hang out with them, shoot food. Right. You see, like in the city of Zara, you can't have any hana, you can't have anything. Totally, it should be destroyed. You know? Right, mixed messages. Right.
This concept seems.
Right, what?
This concept seems.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. And he's sending the mixed message by doing it.
Right.
Slime, his whole point of his whole mission is basically to say this city is not eating there. It shows, no, it is something. Hang out with them. Okay, so let's say that's good. So now what happens? So that's it. He messed up. There he goes in the next passage. So what's the,
He also went escape. It's clear that it's not.
Yeah, right.
That wasn't proper.
Right.
Potentially the right?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. But what do you say but what is the line then?
That's not part of
his. Oh, I understand. It's not part of his own.
It's not part of his. That's like...
Yeah, right.
But
how does it keep the shlichus alive?
Message says
clearly this guy,
and he didn't express it.
So that no one's going to be dorish and say, oh, the city's okay. You see, the Navi ate there,
right.
Yeah. The Navi who got eaten a lot, who got in,
right.
And not only that, it's good. I think it's good that he was frozen on the road there like that because everyone could see it. See, if he just like a lion ate him off and swallowed him off, then no one would know. Then he just basically is dead,
right.
Yeah,
that they saw the nace. I mean,
yeah, that's true, but the nace is also that they could, now they can investigate.
They could see it.
Yeah, the nace is not just that this is a miracle, but the nace is that they could see the Navi Hashem.
Wow.
This Navi Hashem.
I'm saying that's necessary. Because he could have said like this. No, let him, Hashem could have just made him die on the road. And just have the Ashkacha such that nobody touches him, whatever. Right? And then, but people would see, then they, right? But they had to be
clear that it was
clear.
Clear that God
in
killed
him.
Right.
I'm not saying it's not enough.
It's got to be clear that God killed him.
That's right.
And the way it's clear is because it's a miraculous death.
That's right.
Right, there's a lion, but it's not just a lion. It was just a lion. It's not you just got it by a lion. Right. They just say, look, lions meet people.
Right.
Yeah, but lions don't do that.
Right.
So this was a God lion. This is a different thing. So now everyone knows.
Otherwise, they could say, yeah, that the lion got him.
Right. It's interesting. The Radaxa is not interesting. He says, there's a combination. He says, Hargo, he's like this. He says, Hargo la'onesh shemara pi Hashem. It's an onesh to show that he rebelled. It's onesh because he rebelled against God as well. Essentially, it says it shows you the reward and the onesh together.
Yeah.
Because he was killed, but at the same time, he wasn't ripped into pieces. That's like a certain Mizayan Adam that he's ripped into pieces. He wasn't like a total Rasha who was just totally the dogs eat them up, and you know. And so he says.
Last thing he did, that just deserved
it. He says like that. Right. It's like he was punished, but not like for instance, as Nabi says, I just saw, like, I think Israel, I forget her name, but Izabel, that the dogs, it's a few times in Nabi, the dogs are going to eat them up. It's like a certain Zion Adam, that you're just left to the dogs to eat. Here, it's like he's killed, but at the same time, he gets buried, like, he's not ripped into shreds. So the onesh was, he had to be killed, because he had to show people, this guy was a rebel against the Rasha. But at the same time, he's still a tzaddik. He wasn't a Rasha, he was a Navi, he just had a chait. It was like a one-time chait. It was bad, and he had to be killed for it, but at the same time, he wasn't like a Rasha. Now, that's what I mean. You see, it's God's mishpat is complex. It's not like good guy, bad guy. There is simultaneously a schar and an onesh. You know, tzaddik, but he had a chait. He said misa, but at the same time, he wasn't like a Rasha. Yeah.
So there are activities, there are actions that a person can take.
Yeah.
Is there anything a person could do?
That
he's like, Russia. He's like, yeah, like his eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe there is.
Maybe
there is.
This certainly wasn't.
But this wasn't right.
So I think we should. I mean, instead of going to the hard to understand, like he, I might have thought that. Like back to this guy.
Right.
So to speak.
Right. I do, but yeah. Donkey. References in Ashray. I tried to look it up, but I couldn't find it. No, I don't.
Right.
Together with Adam somehow. I have some ideas, but... so now what's happened is, I think what's interesting is that you know where it is, right? Through the kitchen. Yeah. That the other Navi realized this, and he wanted to... He seems like he did some sort of a tshuva, but he wanted to... He saw that God basically was making a miracle to show people this Navi, and to show him on this guy on the road. And to show people that he was a chote, and to show him that, you know, to rescue the mission. So he thought that's very good for now, but now I'm going to bury him. So he wanted to bury him and to make it like a long-term limud for people. So by the fact that he, chashav guy in the city, is getting buried with him, they remember the story and he's going to remember this Navi. And he carried on the plan of the Hashkacha. God was trying to show this thing, to show people about this Navi and about... to rescue his mission. And he was making the mission have a longer permanence by the fact that he remember it. But,
is that all you, or is that from the...
No, that's me. I don't know if it actually was that.
Sounds like you're saying that...
Yeah, at least on that regard. I don't know if
you... I mean, in that regard...
Yeah, in that regard, it seems like it was a good thing what he did.
Yeah, right.
Hoi, Achi.
That's
and then he told his kids to bury him there.
I wouldn't have taken it that way.
That's
what I'm wondering. I wouldn't have read it that way, actually.
No, then he says, "Ki hayo yiyah," because what God said will happen. The thing which he said will come about. And so it sounds like he's saying is that Navi, he's trying to remind everybody of what this Navi said, to tell them about it. How do you take that?
Imagine if somebody was really... I can only imagine that Becker, you really have to be...
Okay.
You're making people, like these people, know your future. Like it's a similar self-promoter. It's very interesting. Like the bona fide guy doesn't have a logical impact.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that.
Yeah, it's funny. The doc says like that. It says that he thought that when the Navi, when all the bones, it says the thought they're not gonna burn the bone Navi, and he thought he'd get it.
That's what I think. Just say I don't want to take it. That's what I think. That's good.
So the respect for the Navi.
He's whole and it's all an ass.
He wanted to be with him.
I was taking it all as an ass.
Apparently later on in Kings 2. All the bones, because remember part of the Nevuah was originally that they were going to
I mean, this is a self-promoting guy.
Yeah, right.
This is an Obey. This is he's blind to this kind of opportunity. I think he uses it as an opportunity to promote himself.
That they were later on, they were going to burn. The Nebuah was that they were going to burn the bones of these of all the bad guys. So his bones figured that the true Navi eat those bones wouldn't have been burned with them because he's not really the Lazara guy. He wanted to be buried together with Edo's, this way he would also be rescued. He would also be saved.
So now he's strange.
You know what I mean?
He came back to himself.
We're talking about a real harsh about yourself. Yeah, you can tell me that. Snap out of his crazy It sounds like an amazing thing to happen. Unless you want to say no. That opportunity of his own Isa, this miracle. I know, but I'm saying, for people on the Derech, he was a situation to this guy. Because he did all this stuff, and he buried him, and he wanted to put his bones. He's trying to... He sees the legitimacy of the real Navi, able to witness his own eyes the reality of the Havi Vash, right? But it never affected him in the way of being a Shah. Rather, that's what's remarkable.
It's so remarkable. I just see he goes to the
flame there. What was he saying? Yeah, he was saying that the whole. What did he say to that all the bones would be destroyed?
The bones would be burned on them.
Right. So you know what it is? He's fine with that, because if that comes true, then he'll go down in history as being the guy. That's the thing. He's gonna go down in history as the guy who did that. That totally fed his ego.
Okay, I get it.
Now there's an opportunity for me to. Actually, it's do something which is true. I'm actually going to be able to give the Navi now. I think on the spot, if that's a question. On that spot, I don't think so.
On the other hand, you see that, as it says, after this, Yeravam didn't, apparently the events were designed in a way that it really could have moved. Say that it could have moved the Navi, Shakar, that's also, but I don't see evidence that it didn't.
Doesn't it sound like it did?
Simple, I thought Simul Pshat is. Simul Pshat is. He's been carrying him, he's burying him, he's giving him a hesped, he's telling him to, to be with him, and,
I know that's why I'm going
down. I'm not saying it's not possible.
What?
And also from the fact that right after it says, and it could have done Yeravam, but it didn't,
right.
Implying
right.
That it didn't.
Right, Achar Davar Lo Shav Yeravam.
Right.
Yeah, there are two ways to go. No one says what I'm saying, though. I mean, the Radak says, and Sidrashi also says,
okay. So, they're both possible.
Yeah, I think the two ways to go.
I just took it the other way.
One other thing, I just wanted to say, maybe speculate about the Chayt of the Navi. The one thing I saw is interesting is, what did Navi Shekhar say to him? He says, Gam ani Navi kamocha. I'm also a Navi like you. So, I don't know if this is necessarily true, but I think it's an important, it's a good point to learn from it. It's possible that this is the case, and I think that a mission like this is not that easy. Because he's alone. Person like there's an idea of being he has to go into the enemy territory, go on the road, go on this trip, his own, and there's a peer pressure and the people are trying to like the Navi in general is a hard life. He's like a loner. He's totally, everyone rejects him in their city. They're basically pressuring him to socialize with them. That is, I'm a Navi like you. Like it sounds like that's what the guy was trying to play into that feeling. Like you're the Navi guy alone in this amongst. He talked to him to get him to. What he's just trying to do is to get him to socialize with him and to get him to open up. To fold him. I'm also a Navi like you. So it could be that he identified with him and he didn't push him too far. He believed him. He wanted to believe that there was have a friend there that he could sit with.
Avoid those places. Rise happens. Aware of, and you can kick guard, so to speak, and hey,
right.
Now I don't want to psychologize another. I'm on a mission, so I know, what I mean? I just think that's more likely that, not that he was searching for.
Right, but Teo got with what?
Something. Not that he was looking for.
I'm not saying he was looking for it. I'm not saying he was looking for pressure on the personality.
Okay.
So everyone else
okay,
is there.
That's
where
I'm
like, there's.
That's where I'm disagreeing.
Not a pressure.
I don't think that's true.
What the Ram says is a halacha that enough that even a tachachon shouldn't live amongst evil people. He's done because people affect you. It's derech of a person to be joined in place with.
Of course, but I don't know if he's conflicted about going in because of the fact.
I'm not saying he's conflicted about going in. I'm just saying is it does put a strain on. Not easy for a person to do that. Go up against the whole person to go up against the whole city to take on the city. He's just
right.
A loner and he's right. Right, but there they listen to him. But here they're basically the king and every. Yeah, it's a hard thing to do. So here he is. He's going against them, and he's just a person. And
I'm
it's not.
Harping on the point.
But I'm just saying, it seems like that's what the guy was trying to go for. When he says Gaon. It could be a sense that the guy would that the nun fall for that. He was able to play on his social. Wants to have a comfortable having someone else. Because of that, he didn't inquire more. Like he should have inquired more. But it's like he wanted to believe there was another Navi. That he was blinded.
He's
he's the bad guy. The Navi is the bad guy.
Yeah, so now he's kind
of... Yeah, Navi is a hard life.
He's like being...
They were chased and they were... He's still a person. I mean, a person. Like, yeah, they're a person. So you join after... I don't know how long this trip was. Truth is, we don't know. If he was like a trip. It's a trip. And he's speaking voice. Yeah, but you're only one guy. So IBT at least is a community.
It's not fun being the bad guy. You have to tell people...
All right.
There's something to do about it.
Ask my dad, he was like, in that conversation with his dad, my dad was there. She was like, oh, that was, I'm like, no, my dad was there last year. He liked it. College or whatever. He was like, I hope the coffee is good.
Coffee's good, wow.
I know what that meant, so I was like, I don't know
what
that means.
No,
but that's a terrible thing.
Why? I don't know what that means.
He's dissing
coffee?
On
learning. He's totally putting down his shoes.
What does that mean?
I guess he means, like,
he's saying, like, this. You're making a foolish decision. Out of it is a coffee. That's what he means.
Yeah, the coffee's really
that's
good.
Not posh. It's there's nothing you get out of the place.
Awesome.
He said, yeah, the great coffee?
Yeah, great coffee.
I got his face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm glad someone said that. He's just like, clubbing.
On the way over, guys.
Exactly. I don't even know what clubbing is.
Wait, let me tell you something, man. I'm on the way over here. I'm walking. I went through Shariah Show. The guys were going to join them. He was for 40 minutes with the guys at Shariah Show. And they were just enjoying it. Everybody